Where Roses Never Die, Varg Veum. Written by Gunnar Stahlsson and read by Colin Mace.
Chapter 1. There are days in your life when you are barely present, and today was one of those. I was sitting behind my desk, half cut and half asleep, when I heard a shot from the other side of Vargen, the bay in Bergen. Not long afterwards I heard the first police sirens, although there was no reason to assume this would ever be a case that might involve me. By the time I had eventually staggered to my feet and made it to the window, it was all over. Reading the newspapers the following day, I found out most of what had gone on. The rest I learned in dribs and drabs. Afterwards, they were universally referred to as the shell suit robbers. There were just two customers in the exclusive jewellery shop in Bryggen when, at 15:23 on Friday the 7th of December 2001, the door swung open and three heavily armed individuals wearing balaclavas and dressed in what are informally known as barbecue suits burst into the premises. The two customers, an older woman and a younger one, cowered in the corner. In addition to the customers, there were two female assistants in the shop. The owner was in the back room. He'd hardly had time to look up before one robber was standing in the doorway and pointing a sawn-off shotgun at him. He said, in what was supposed to be English, "Don't move yourself. The first person who presses an alarm button are shot." One of the robbers took up a position by the front door with an automatic weapon hanging down at thigh height and kept lookout. The third opened a big bag, gave it to the assistant in front of the display cabinets and pointed a gun at her. He spoke in English too. "Fill up," the assistant objected.
"They're locked."
"Unlock."
"But I'll have to get..."
She motioned to the counter.
"Move, move, move."
She cast a glance at the other assistant, who nodded resigned agreement. Then she opened a drawer behind the counter, took out a bunch of keys, and went back to the display cabinets. The robber in front of her directed a glance at the door.
"Everything okay?"
The robber, posted there, nodded mutely. The robber by the office door intoned the same message.
"Move!"
The jewellery shop owner shouted, "You have no idea what you're doing. All our items are registered internationally. No one will buy the most expensive pieces.
Shut up!"
The robber pointed to a safe in the wall.
"Open!
I haven't got..." The robber rushed forward and held the rifle to his head.
"Open! If you..."
Sweat poured from the jeweller's forehead.
"Yes, all right. Don't."
He swiveled the office chair and rolled it towards the safe.
"I just have to... the code."
He put a finger to his brow to show how hard he was trying to remember.
"You know! Don't make me to laugh."
"Yes, but when I'm nervous..."
"You'll soon have even more reason to be nervous if you..."
The robber tapped the safe door with the weapon, and the owner stretched out his right hand, and with trembling fingers started to turn the lock and enter the code. Inside the shop, the older of the two assistants opened a display cabinet. She took out the watches one by one and carefully placed them in the bag, so slowly that the robber impatiently pushed her aside and began to scoop watches of all price ranges into the bag while shouting orders.
"Open the other cabinets, and you!"
He looked at the assistant by the counter.
"All the drawers, at the bottom also!"
In the back room, the safe was open. The robber brutally shoved the jeweller out of the way and emptied the safe contents onto the work table. Papers and documents were sent flying to the floor. With a triumphant flourish, he held up a box of 8 diamond-studded watches. The owner eyed him with an expression of despair. The robber stuffed the box into a shoulder bag. Then he grabbed a wad of notes from the back of the safe, and in they went too.
"Black money, eh?"
"Cash reserves," the jeweller mumbled bitterly.
The robber backed towards the door and glanced out into the shop.
"Everything okay?"
The robber by the front door nodded. The other one was busy emptying the drawers from the counter.
"Just a moment."
The robber, who had been in the back room, swung the sawn-off shotgun from the jeweller to the two customers and finally to the older of the two assistants.